Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and I'm joined in this segment by Maggie Munch, who's Program Director for Big Brothers Big Sisters, a part of UP Kids. And I'm very excited about this segment because I've been in this area for about 3.5 years now, and I gotta say, I'm still relatively unfamiliar with everything that's going on with UP Kids, what they're about, and what Big Brothers Big Sisters does here in the community. Now, they've got a great event coming up, and this is why I had Maggie join me today, Bowl for Kids, and we're going to be talking about that as well. First, let me introduce my guest, Maggie. Thank you for coming on the show. Welcome to Copper Country Today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here today.
So you're the program director over at Big Brothers Big Sisters, part of UP Kids, and as we were talking a few minutes ago, it's down on the Lakeshore Center, the UP Kids office, and I don't see much of them as far as visibility, but I know that they're doing a lot of great work. What do they do?
Well, UP Kids offers programs across the entire UP, one of which is Big Brothers Big Sisters, which I work with, and that is our prevention arm. But they also offer a number of different services. They initially began over 100 years ago as an orphanage that eventually transitioned into a residential program for boys and girls, which still exists today. And that was kind of the core program that the Goodwill Farm originally existed as. And then they started adding all these different programs to support families and children, such as foster care, adoption. They can do, they have support groups for foster care and adoption. They have post-adoption resource centers, but they also can do licensing for foster care and adoption. They have a read-to-ride program. They have intensive caseworkers, a number of different services helping to support families and children in our communities across the UP.
And one of their programs is Big Brothers Big Sisters, which I am familiar with. There used to be quite a bit of advertising that the organization used to do, sort of, you know, branding themselves and putting word out there. They had some great radio commercials that I remember. What is your organization involved in lately?
Well, Big Brothers Big Sisters, we are an affiliate of Big Brothers Big Sisters of America, so you will see 350 plus agencies across the nation offering Big Brothers Big Sisters programs. Basically, we're about providing mentoring relationships, professionally supported mentoring relationships for children and youth in our communities. Locally, we offer three core programs with the Big Brothers Big Sisters program. We have a traditional community-based mentoring program, High Five mentoring, and something we call team mentoring. These three core programs are how we deliver these mentoring relationships for young people in the community.
What kind of children do you help?
Typically we work with what we term at-risk children. Basically, they're just children who are identified as needing additional one-to-one attention for whatever reasons. We are a prevention program, so we're not working with kids who are caught up in the judicial system. We're typically working with single-parent families. Not all of our programs, though, are specific to single-parent families. Typically, we're working with children who are 6 to 12 years old, and it's always usually a parent that comes to us and identifies that their child is just in need at this point in their life of that additional one-to-one attention that our programs can provide for them. So, again, they're not children who are caught up in the judicial system. They're just kids who might be seeking out that additional attention.
So it's not necessarily for kids that have been in a lot of trouble, but just, you know, children, we all need those mentoring figures,
yes.
and it doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't matter if you come from a two-parent home or single-parent home or wealthy home
right.
a home that struggles financially, though there are, many kids are fortunate to have that mentoring come from other sources.
Sure. What's at the heart of our programs is really just adding an additional caring person to a child's life, to add to their support network, to provide them with additional perspectives, to broaden their horizons through these new perspectives that they're seeing in their life. And I don't know any child that wouldn't benefit from that. And, society has changed over the course of the past few decades where a lot of these mentoring relationships, we hope that they're happening naturally. And they used to happen a lot more naturally in a child's life, but it's just not happening in this day and age. A lot of children are reporting, in fact, across the nation, 1 in 3 children are reporting to us that they don't have an additional caring adult in their life as serving as a mentor in their life. So that's why programs like ours have to exist, because we want to identify the children that are missing that additional mentor in their life, and we would provide that person for them.
We're living in a time right now where technology has taken over so much of our lives. You know, we've never been more in touch with everybody around us, yet more alone. Because you can have all the Facebook friends, you can have people that you text with back and forth, you can even have acquaintances that you see quite often. But oftentimes I think that sort of drowns out some of those more intimate relationships that you need, especially as children looking mm-hmm. for role models. Children will find role models.
Sure.
They may not be the ones you want, but they are looking for examples and they're looking for people to show them sort of the way to what being a grown-up means and helping them get through those years.
I wholeheartedly agree with what you're saying there. I think children and adults in this day and age with technology are losing that in-person, interpersonal relationship, intimacy in relationships. And with our program High Five Mentoring, we're working with high school students who are serving as mentors in the elementary school. And they're working one-to-one with a child once a week during a class period. They go over and they work with the same child throughout the entire school year. And we're forcing them to do good old-fashioned interaction with a person. You know, when we're up in Calumet schools during our High Five Mentoring sessions, we have a no technology rule. You know, everyone in Calumet schools has the iPad, and we say, for mentoring sessions, you're just going to talk to this kid. You're going to play a board game with them. You're going to help them with their homework. You're not going to be interacting through technology. It's just good old-fashioned interaction.
The mentors, these are superheroes from another planet who have master's degrees and about 30, 40 years of working with children. Where do you find all these people? Of course, I'm being facetious. These are, I'm referring to the people, the regular people, everyday people who step up and become mentors and make a difference in somebody's life.
And it really is the everyday people that we're just looking for, because what it's really about is just sharing part of yourself, part of your time with a young person, being who you are with that person, and just being their friend and spending time with them. And we provide professional support for all of our mentoring relationships. So, you know, we have a professional who's in there communicating with the mentor, the child, the family, to try and support this mentoring relationship. What we're doing is intentional in creating, we're hoping to create a positive, healthy relationship for this young person. So we have goals, outcomes that we'd like to see for all the kids in our program, and they're specific to that child. And we move toward those goals with our professional support that we provide for our mentors. We feel that the mentors are, you know, our big brothers and big sisters are in a really powerful position. I kind of look at them as everyday heroes. You know, they're these everyday people who are spending this time with this child, and they're their friend. And these children look up to them, see them as someone they can confide in, someone they trust. And so they're in a very powerful position to help this young person. And we provide kind of the professional resources and support to guide that mentor, to guide that big brother or big sister through this process to support this child.
What makes a good mentor?
You know, it just starts with kindness and caring, someone who's interested in helping someone else out. That's what it really starts with. It's really quite simple. You don't need a lot of skills or experience working with children. It just takes someone who's interested in doing that.
Are you looking for, does it take a specific age range to qualify?
As a volunteer, usually we ask for a minimum age of 17 years old and a high school graduate. It just is helpful to be at that level in life in order to volunteer, but there's no upper end on the age limit for being a big brother or big sister. In fact, a lot of people get confused in thinking that maybe college students are the ideal big brother or big sister, and that's like the main person that we're looking for to volunteer, and that's not the case. We're actually looking for community members who are maybe perhaps rooted in the community and might stay here for a while. Up front, we ask for a one-year commitment from our volunteers, but we see a lot of our community members who have volunteered for this program who have been matched for much more than 1 year. We have some matches that have actually been together for over 10 years.
And I'm sure you have where some children, they respond better to you know, a particular kind of mentor, a younger mentor, or some of them maybe, you know, they really need that experience, and then somebody mm-hmm. that they're really looking up to.
You know, what we're doing when we're matching a child to a big brother or a big sister, it's almost like fitting pieces of a puzzle together, where we're looking at, you know, what does the volunteer bring to the table? What kind of strengths are they offering? What type of characteristics, personality characteristics do they have, and what are their interests and hobbies? And then we're looking at the child and the family and looking at, you know, where might we be able to provide support for this child? What are their interests and hobbies? And it's just fitting pieces of a puzzle together as far as providing that additional support for that young person.
How does the relationship go between a mentor and the child in the program? What kind of things are they able to do?
Pretty much anything that they're interested in, within reason, of course. You know, again, they're going to come to the table with possible, you know, similar interests and hobbies to begin with before they even meet, just based on the process that we go through in matching them together. You know, some of the children that come to our program are like, you know, a clean slate or sponges, where they don't really know yet what they're interested in or what they're passionate about. So, you know, the volunteer might be there to help them figure out where their passion lies. And, you know, you can go out in the community. We actually ask our volunteers not to spend money on outings with the children when they're going out with them. So sometimes you have to get a little creative there, because it's easier to, you know, to spend money and go to a movie than to come up with something where you're actually interacting with each other and not spending money. But they're out, you know, sledding, skiing, hiking. They're baking cookies together, doing arts and crafts together. Sometimes our volunteers are helping with homework. You know, I had a little sister myself, and we did a lot of fabulous things going out and being active, but she always reported that her favorite thing to do was to, you know, go to my house and just hang out and do a bunch of nothing together.
And doing nothing together is a very important activity.
Yes, you know, because that really meant talking and visiting and just enjoying each other's company.
Well, that's how you know that you've made a connection, is that you don't need to fill it with a bunch of entertainment. You're providing that source of companionship that's really needed, because, you know, you don't have to supplement that with, you know, going to a movie or to a game or something, like you were saying.
Sure. You know, I mean, the focus is on the time that they're spending together, and not really the activity that they're doing, you know, and definitely not focused on material type of things. It's just about that relationship.
Now, as the mentoring process is going on, what do you do to monitor that and make sure that the child's responding and that things are mm-hmm. going well?
Ongoing communication at all times. You know, our program manager is communicating with the volunteer, the child, and the family, you know, to keep tabs on the relationship, to see how it's going, for safety purposes, of course, but also to see where, you know, where we are. Like, we have a goal with this child in our program before we even match them. We know kind of where we would like to support them and how we would like to help them to move forward and outcomes we'd like to see. And we just kind of measure what we're hearing through this communication. You know, we measure where are we at with that goal or those, you know, that plan that we have for this child. And we try to move in directions towards that.
Talking right now with Maggie Munch. She's the program director for Big Brothers Big Sisters here in the area. They're part of UP Kids. They've got the Big Brothers Big Sisters Bowl for Kids coming up on March 21st. And it would be great if this wonderful program that you're involved in was free to operate, that nothing ever costs any money. Unfortunately, that's just not the way our world works. So this is an opportunity, if you're wondering, well, you know, this sounds great and children really need this. It's a mentoring programming that's worth continuing. You know, the first thing is say, well, what can I do to help out? Well, here's a chance to help out.
Definitely. You know, I mean, if you don't have the time to be a big brother or a big sister, this Bowl for Kids is a way that you can become engaged in our mission and support our mission of what we do. Because our program, we do not charge families and children and volunteers to be a part of our program. That part is free. But like you said, delivering the program is not. So we need the resources and the support from the community through Bowl for Kids in order for our programs to continue to exist.
Okay, well, how does Bowl for Kids work?
Basically, most people put together a team of maybe 4 to 8 people for Bowl for Kids. And each person that bowls raises a minimum of $37. Once you raise that $37, you qualify for 2 hours of bowling, free pizza provided by Pizza Hut, and lots of gifts are given away, lots of fun. It's, you know, so all you really have to do is raise that minimum of $37. And if you don't have a team of people, we do have some individuals, or we'll have couples come and join us at the event too.
Now you say raise money. How do people go about that? Is this sponsoring for your bowling, or
It has nothing to do with the bowling score, because it's not about the bowling. It's about having fun for a good cause. But it's usually it's flat rate donations. You just go out and ask your friends or local businesses or organizations that you might be connected to for donations, whether it's a dollar on up to however much a person or a business might want to give. And but we do have some teams, because a lot of people hate asking for donations. I'm not real crazy about it myself. It's no fun to ask, especially when the economy is tough. People have a little less to give in this day and age. Times are tough. And, some teams will actually sponsor a mini fundraiser. Instead of asking other people for donations, they'll host a bake sale, or they'll do a return can drive to raise funds for their team. And then, they just make sure they raise enough to cover all of their bowlers and then some.
Now, we're looking at March 21st is the day of the event. How much time do you have to get involved in this?
We have had teams sign up the day before the event in the past, and that's totally fine. I mean, we have plenty of space in all of our sessions. We have three different sessions throughout the day, noon, 2, and 4 o'clock. As long as we have space, we will take people. Even, we do have some people who have walked in on the day of the event and said, can I get involved? And if they want to donate the $37 themselves, or if they can raise it. I mean, it actually is pretty easy to raise $37. I mean,
is that per person or per team?
It's per person.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty easy to do. You could ask 37 people for a dollar, and most people have a dollar to give. And especially, when when you're able to tell them what it's for, most people can support investing in young people in our community.
Right. Well, even if you were looking at it, you go bowling at the mineshaft for a couple hours and grab some pizza, you're going to spend about $37 anyways if you were just going to hang out yourself.
Yeah.
So this way the money goes towards Big Brothers Big Sisters, goes towards a great cause.
Yeah. That's a really good point, that if you were out, because, it really is a lot of fun when you're at Bowl for Kids. The event itself is more of a big celebration that Big Brothers Big Sisters is offering to all these people who are out supporting our mission, raising funds for us. And there's just a lot of fun goofiness going on. And it is a great afternoon out. We have a lot of businesses who put together teams. It's a great team building activity. We have a lot of families that come and do this each year, and it's a fun family outing. And it really probably at that price is not much. It's probably comparable to if you were going out and paying for something for entertainment for the day.
Now, is this your main fundraiser for the year?
It is. It is the signature fundraising event that Big Brothers Big Sisters does. Every single penny that we raise stays in the Copper Country to support our mentoring programs. So it's very local. And when you contribute to Bowl for Kids, it's going directly to children in our local communities.
So it's definitely important. You need this fundraiser to be a big success. And if you're wondering, what can you do to help children here in the Copper Country, and this mentoring program sounds ideal. We all know. Those kids that we say, boy, I wish somebody would have done something to help that kid, because it comes to a point where I don't want to say it's too late, but when they start to get older and they start to become more ingrained in their ways, and they end up in the juvenile system. Well, this is supporting something like this and getting involved is a way to steer those children away from that sort of destiny.
Yes, we're hoping to keep them on the right path. And provide them, again, with new perspectives, broadened perspectives on life, so that they can, find their successes and move forward and achieve their goals.
Now, your program director, you mentioned before that you were a big sister at one point. What sort of led you to this point? You obviously have to care so much about these kids. How did you end up here?
Well, I had volunteered as a big sister before I worked for the agency, it was a wonderful experience for me. Like, you enter into it and you think, okay, I'm going to help a young person. And then you get in the middle of it and you realize how amazing it feels, and you are helping them. You can see positive things happening as you're going through this relationship, as it's developing, but you're also benefiting from it yourself. It's a wonderful feeling, but it's also an opportunity to go out and have fun, be a kid again. And, I just really... I saw the mission and I believed in it. I knew that my little sister was making a difference in my life, and I believe I was making a difference in hers. And I just believe in the power of mentoring. I believe that it's a very powerful tool in helping young people. And it's not, I mean, we're not moving mountains necessarily for all of these young people who are in our program, but we are planting seeds that I think blossom later on in life down the line. And, you know, so I believe, I guess, is what I'm saying. And the position opened up, and one of the ladies who still works with Big Brothers Big Sisters, Nancy Barando, came over and said, you know, you got to apply for this job. So I did, and thankfully got it, because my little sister led me down my career path. And I've just seen our volunteers are pretty amazing people. I've been so blessed to be able to meet our Big Brothers and Big Sisters through the years. I mean, cream of the crop, great people. And I've seen what we've done for a lot of the young people in our programs. I've seen over the course of years, some of them develop into really amazing young adults and move forward and do positive things with their life. And I believe that we've contributed to that. We're not the complete answer, and we're not the complete reason why good things are happening for these kids, but we're contributing to that. And I think that there's not any wiser investment than investing in young people through time, giving them time.
Now, as program director, I'm sure you've worked with volunteers or people thinking on the sort of the cusp of volunteering, and they have this fear. The fear of the child. They don't know if they're going to do a good job. They don't know if they're going to find a way to relate. If you yourself went through that, I don't know. But you know, how does one get through that? Because that could be the barrier. The only barrier is, what if I mess this up? What if I'm not a very good big brother or big sister?
Sure. You know, I mean, for myself, it was pretty easy because I'm just a big goofy child stuck in this adult world. So it was a great opportunity to play and have some fun and be a kid. But, you know, that's what we provide the professional support for. We are constantly there. The Big Brothers Big Sisters professional staff is there to support the volunteer, the family, and the child. You know, any obstacles that you come up against in this relationship or working with this child, we're there to kind of help and guide you. You know, we are, especially Nancy, our program manager with the program, she is an expert in most areas that you need to support young people. You know, so that's what we're there for.
Now, if you're a parent or a teacher, a guardian of a child, what have you, what are some signs that maybe that would tell you that you were involved with a child that might benefit from this program?
You know, if a child is maybe acting out in minor ways, maybe they're struggling in school and academics are going down the tubes, you know, maybe they're not getting along well with their peers, they're isolated, you know, a number of different things you can look for. And I mean, mostly, like I said, our parents are observing that the child is just kind of reaching out, mostly through maybe some behavior sort of lashing out, and they just identify, you know, this is a point in time where my child could use that additional assistance, that additional one-to-one attention.
And if you are a parent, how do you initiate that relationship with Big Brothers Big Sisters?
All you have to do is give us a call, 906-487-9855. You can go to our website. There is online applications for volunteers and children, upkids.com. Click on the Big Brothers Big Sisters button, and that'll take you to a place where you can find some program information as well as online applications. You can talk to most, you know, school counselors know about our program, so parents can talk to them. Some teachers might be familiar with our program as well. But just get in touch with us, and you know, there's no pressure, there's no requirement if you talk to us to get involved. You can just find out information, and we'll let you know if you're a good fit for the program.
Talking with Maggie Munch, Program Director for Big Brothers Big Sisters, a part of UP Kids here in the area. They have their Bowl for Kids coming up on March 21st. You definitely want to get involved with this to help raise money for their program. $37 is all it takes. You can come, you know, you just hop on a team somewhere, get people together at work, get some friends. If you don't have any friends, you don't work anywhere, then just come.
Yes.
just come. And I'm sure if you have the $37, they can fit you in a team somewhere. It can be worked out. We definitely want to make sure you get a chance to support this. Maggie, any last minute advice for anybody about getting involved with this program?
You know, if you're thinking about it, just reach out to us and talk to us and ask us questions. What, you know, if you're hesitating for whatever reason, we'll answer your questions and, you know, again, determine if you are a good fit for the program, because we are in need of volunteers. There's always a shortage of volunteers, especially big brothers across the nation. There's a shortage of men stepping up to volunteer for programs such as this. So if you're thinking about it, just get in touch with us.
Thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Copper Country Today will be right back.